Concordia, late last night, in an attempt which now characterises this government's approach to accountability, we had the internal report into the rule-breaking champagne party in the Department of Foreign Affairs given to the media. Now, this is an internal report that didn't even interview the man in charge. Why? Because the minister ensured that the terms of reference that he drafted ensured that he was outside the scope of the review. And this is typical, Concordia, in my view, of a minister now that is out of touch, that has been at the helm for too long, and that his judgment has been called into question now more and more often. On the media this morning, Minister Coveney said that he is accountable to this House, to the Dáil, and it is here that he will answer questions. So can I ask the Taoiseach, will you move swiftly to ensure that Minister Coveney comes before this House this week to make a statement and to answer questions on this affair?
Deputy Doherty has called on me, I think, to instigate an independent investigation into what happened in the Department of Foreign Affairs when we won our seat on the UN Security Council. Just want to say I'm satisfied with the investigation that has taken place, and I will not be doing that. And I also have said, while I was not in government at the time, I've been very clear since it was brought to my attention that it was wrong, it should not have happened, and those involved have apologised. But, Deputy Doherty, I'm genuinely taken back by your tone and your attitude on this one. You are the deputy leader of a party that invited almost 2,000 members and supporters onto the streets of Belfast, and then to a political rally, essentially, in Milltown Cemetery, at a time when the ordinary men and women that you speak about were limited.
We're limited
to 30 people at a funeral. Everybody else on the island was limited to 30 people at a funeral. You had the language in uniform, when the ordinary men and women you're talking about were distraught because they couldn't attend the funeral of their loved ones. You were being interrogated.
Whatever it takes, but you won't actually just do the decent thing.
You should withdraw that comment, Camp Gordon. That should be withdrawn.
The point is this. Everybody with eyes in their heads could see what happened. And it's only about weeks after the event that you're raising such a huge issue around. To the best of my knowledge, Deputy Doherty, your organisation, you or your organisation, has never admitted that you were wrong in what you did. But you lecture everybody else. There's one law for Sinn Féin, there's a different law for everybody else when it comes to this.
Will you let him respond, please?
Well, how long are you going to give him to respond?
We'll always turn on the populist
team. He's talking about the funeral of somebody who passed away 2 years ago.
I don't like having to do that.
You actually take plenty of joy in that because you don't care that there is a grieving family in the middle of this year. And your attempt to portray a champagne party with a funeral of a friend is disgraceful.
It is. Taoiseach, can we all hold on a minute? I said last week that if this constant interruption continues, I will suspend the House. If you want me to suspend the House, now, continue to interrupt. But I think we'll do the courteous thing and hear the Taoiseach out. He has 3 minutes in which to respond.
It's a very provocative statement he made, in fairness, Count Corder. Well, a very provocative and outrageous statement, Count Corder. That's what he expects us to do.
That is me.
See, he's the only people who can call foul or criticise or say others have created a scandal or the Sinn Féin party. I'm telling you the home truths. I don't like doing it. I have to do it. I find what's going on in relation to DFA. It was a wrong thing to do. They're public servants who have given long service to this state. Right? They've admitted they're wrong and they've apologised for 1 minute of a breach of social guidance. It pales in comparison, it's insignificant when compared to what you organised. That's bottom line, that's all I'm saying. And that's all I have to say about it. I ain't revisiting it anymore, Deputy Doherty.
Time is up, Taoiseach.
And please don't be so hypocritical in your response.